It seems that Washington, after trying the most ridiculous style attempt at regime change, perhaps in history, with just some guy deciding to proclaim himself president, and then the U.S. saying, we recognize him. Once that failed, they seem really committed to trying to accomplish regime change, and I guess they realize the only way they're going to accomplish regime change in the near future is with a military intervention. The policy, at least the visible part of policy, seems to be dominated by a group of people who traditionally have been in favor of military intervention in Latin America and elsewhere. Bolton is one example. Abrams is another. And Pompeo has been singing with that choir in harmony for the whole concert that began at the beginning of the year, trying to push President Maduro out. The problem that they're going to face, regardless of what they end up doing, is that Venezuelan society is divided strongly along lines of class, and there's an overlay of racial divide to that. But the class divide is very strong, and the support from the working class for the government and for their constitution is very strong, and that sector of the society is also organized to defend the country against foreign military intervention in the same way that Cuba was. And you can see that the Cuban model prevented the United States, so far it's prevented them for 60 years from military intervention. I think if the U.S. decides to push for military intervention, they will find something akin to what they found in Vietnam, and perhaps even more so.